broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, 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 you're in the clubhouse. Welcome on this December 8th. It's a beautiful day. Okay, so it's a little vazy. That's Vogue and Haze all put together. It sounds better, doesn't it, than Vogue? We'll have isolated showers in the morning, scattered showers in the afternoon. A great lineup. Jason Sobel, senior writer, Golf Channel. Jim McLean, ranked number 3 by Golf Digest, America's 50 best teachers. Jerry King, Adam Shupak, Craig Foster, Mike Jones. But first, the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, sponsored by Poipu Bay Golf Course. 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And by Princeville's Prince Course, magnificent by nature. Completely renovated greens, bunkers, and clubhouse. The Prince Course is offering Kama'aina unlimited Saturday and Sunday play for just $99. Call 826-5001. Princeville's Prince Course.
It's a fabulous day to get ready to go out because you need to get to the 2013 season opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions. A great time to visit Maui. Watch the top golfers in the world compete at Kapalua's Plantation Course, and you'll watch the whales breaching at the same time. It's absolutely stunning. And the Sony Open in Hawaii is on Oahu at the Waialae Country Club, the first full-field PGA Tour event. Get your tickets at First Hawaiian Bank, or better yet, volunteer to help at the Hyundai or the Sony Open. All right, let's get straight to our first guest this morning. Contributor and sometimes co-host Morning Drive, senior writer, Golf Channel, Jason Sobel is known for his sharp wit, often succinctly stated in only 140 characters on Twitter, one of the top 50 people you should follow if you're into the world of golf and other things, of course. Good morning and good afternoon. Welcome to the show, Jason Sobel.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you doing?
Excellent.
I'm jealous of you being in Hawaii. Not as jealous now that I've moved from the Northeast and I'm in Orlando, Florida full-time, but I'm jealous, but I will be there in Hawaii starting on January 1st. I'll be covering the first two events out there, of course, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions and the Sony Open. I haven't been back in a few years, and I cannot wait to get back out there.
Oh, you'll have to sit down in the media center with me during the show. It would be fabulous. We could actually, you know, like talk and make eye contact.
I would love that. That sounds great.
That's great. All right. I love the way Jason Sobel at golfchannel.com writes. One of the things that he did, you know, anchoring the putter. Do you know how long we're going to be talking about this, approximately?
Approximately 3 years and 20-something days, yeah.
now they give us a 90-day comment period, the USGA did. The question I have, you know, they said they would consider in this 90-day period if the argument was raised sufficiently that it should be put in place a potential ban, the proposed ban on anchoring the putter, that they would maybe do it sooner. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, it's funny. First of all, Danielle, we had our Golf Channel company holiday party last night, and a few people on the production side told me they've already mapped out that 90-day period. It's a Wednesday a few months from now, and there are already people on the production side trying to get that day off so they don't have to deal with all the repercussions that are going to come down that day. That said, I tend to think that the USGA and RNA wouldn't have gone forward with this proposal if they weren't very confident that it would go through and pass through as planned. Now, I don't see them moving up the date anytime soon because it's a four-year rolling process where every 4 years the rules of golf can be altered through those governing bodies. That said, I would not be surprised if at some point the PGA Tour adopts a local rule for their tournaments and says that there will be no anchoring of the putter starting with the, let's say, 2014 season, which is actually going to be a 2013-14 season, and starts less than a year from now. So That could happen. Then again, we run into all sorts of small issues, such as the U.S. Open, which is run by the USGA, and the USGA certainly isn't going to move up the date on their own major championship if they don't move them up with the rules of golf. You know, with the Augusta National, move up the date alongside PGA Tour for the Masters Tournament. There are a lot of moving parts of this situation, and the PGA Tour traditionally does not do anything that is against or not in concert with the USGA and RNA, so it'll be very interesting to see what they come up with over the next couple of months.
Yes, it will be. And in particular, I mean, a lot of people say, you know, how can it be if it's going to be a ban, if you're going to go through with it, then how can you have somebody using a quote-unquote illegal stroke and then win, let's say, the Masters?
It's weird. It opens up a whole can of worms.
Yeah, it really does. Some of the things that Jason Sobel does is he had this great one, a Q&A. This is on golfchannel.com. You can read it. A Q&A with Bradley's Odyssey Sabretooth Belly Putter, posing questions such as, this must have been a whirlwind week for you. Have you been able to get a grip yet on what just happened?
And Keegan's putter right now is not very happy about the situation, of course. I spoke with the putter at length last week at the World Challenge afterwards, where Keegan Bradley finished as runner-up. And the putter knows he has about 3 years left, if not less. And he's already exploring other avenues, possibly as a walking stick for an older NBA player, getting frisbees out of trees for young kids. But really, there aren't that many things out there for a belly putter to do if he can't be anchored to the belly. So really, we're looking at an entire subset of equipment out there that's just going to be completely obsolete and out of work, if not in 3 years, even less than that.
No, but this does not ban the long putter. You could still use, I suppose, you could take your belly putter and adopt it and change the way you use it, couldn't you?
You could. I don't expect that to happen. Mm-hmm. I know some of the players out there have experimented with sort of using a long putter but not anchoring it. Fred Couples says that he doesn't anchor it. He kind of starts with it anchored, and then before he makes the stroke, moves it away. Again, so many moving parts with this issue right now, and I know that that's something that's going to need to be addressed. You know, if the butt end of the putter is resting against the player's shirt but not actually against their stomach, now is that in violation of the rule or not?
USGA
has already said that accidental anchoring will not be any sort of penalty, but if it's not an accident, who's to determine whether it's an accident or not? The player, his playing partners, other competitors, fans, marshals, officials. There's so many different scenarios within this that I think that most players, like a Keegan Bradley or a Webb Simpson, who do anchor and have won major championships while anchoring, will just say, I want to leave all doubt out of the picture, and I'll go to a short putter just because I don't want to be tempted to go back to anchoring within a round, even if it's subconsciously.
Changing gears now to Ricky Fowler, another piece written on golfchannel.com by Jason Sobel, our first guest. Ricky Fowler plagued by back problems since the U.S. Open, specifically L4, L5, S1, left facets. You know, that's L4, L5, S1. That's something that usually happens to people like in their 40s. I guess it's the move that must be a problem for him.
Ricky has a very unusual, unorthodox swing because there's so much power being coming through his body with that swing that he said he's dealt with lower back issues in the past. I said, look, it doesn't sound very good for a 23-year-old professional athlete who's just starting his career to have back problems already, and he at least is convinced, or at least told me he's convinced, that he doesn't think it's going to be an issue long term. They were inflamed joints. He's rested, he's rehabbed, and he thinks he's going to be fine going forward. If he needed some ammunition for his side of that argument, he finished in a share of fourth place in his first tournament after about 8 weeks off last week, so that's a good sign at least that he's not hurting. He said he's not 100% yet, but he's still playing very good golf right now. But no, if you're a fan of Ricky Fowler, I think you have to be at least a little bit concerned right now with whether this is going to affect him full time, whether he's a guy like a Fred Couples or a Rocco Mediate who throughout his career is going to deal with some back issues and may have to change his swing because of those back issues. And if he does, that's something that can take a very long time to get right. And I think that Ricky Fowler is a guy who, with that sort of homemade swing, and he really doesn't have a swing instructor right now, is a guy that if he does need to go through that, that's going to be a very long process.
Yeah, absolutely. Didn't Alvaro Quiroz just have to go through surgery? He'll be out for like 6 months?
That's what I heard, yeah. I haven't spoken with him, but I have heard he's out for 5 to 6 months with a similar back issue. So obviously worse than Ricky's. Ricky didn't need surgery. He just rehabbed it a little bit. But, anytime I hear back injuries,
yeah. Yeah.
For a professional golfer, I just sort of shiver a little bit because that's never a good sign. You have a knee injury, you break a bone, you can come back from those things, you can heal up, you can get to 100% again. But with a back injury, you're never really 100% ever again.
Exactly. You aren't. And you're just, and the thing is, you start tightening up, you can start getting worried. The strangest things can trigger that to come back again. You really have to work on your core. Right now, Bud Cauley and Ricky Fowler tied for six. It is the Franklin Templeton shootout, the Shark shootout, underway. Davis Love III and Brant Snedeker are in the lead. Okay, final question. Top story of the year in your mind.
How you look at it. I've been thinking about this a lot lately. The Ryder Cup was the event of the year. I think that, and I'm a big sports fan. I'm not sure if you are as well, Danielle, or just golf. But even if you're a big sports fan, you can make a case for the Ryder Cup being the event of the year within all sports. Terrific competition. So that's certainly up there. Bubba Watson winning the Masters. I mean, we're talking about a guy from Baghdad, Florida, named Bubba winning the Masters while hitting a shot they curved some 40 or 50 yards around the trees. That's a fantastic story. I also put no Reed story up against any other. As far as true, just great story and something that you could turn into a Hollywood movie. And if you don't know, no Reed's mother passed away after a car accident, actually on her way to go see her play golf. And a few weeks later, she teed it up again in an LET event and won. And it's a fantastic comeback tale. It's one of those that was sort of under the radar a little bit. Those in golf circles heard a lot about it this year. And for my money, that may be the best true story out there. You can throw Charlie Belgian in the mix too, dealing with panic attacks and then winning at Disney World, which is a great sort of Disney-type story. I would be surprised if they didn't try to pull the rights to it right then and there on the 18th green. But a lot of really, really good stories. It was a great year in golf 2012.
Excellent. Jason Sobel, senior writer, Golf Channel contributor, and sometimes co-host Morning Drive. You really should catch that show. So I'll see you at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions Kapalua Plantation Course and the Sony Open in Hawaii, and we'll figure out which one you want to sit down and we'll chat some more.
I'll be there throughout both weeks. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Have I mentioned that I'm looking forward to going to Hawaii?
Just keep on saying it. Can't wait to see you. That's great. Jason
Sobel.
Right. Thanks. Aloha. We'll be back right after this. Next up, Jim McLean, number 3 in the world. In the world, not just the U.S., golf instructor. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Aloha, this is Brant Snedeker. Join me at the PGA Tour Winners Only event as we compete for the first trophy of the FedEx Cup season at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
You're invited to golf's opening drive January 3rd to 7th, where 2012 winners tee it up like Brant, Bubba, Ricky, Dustin, and Steve Stricker. Tickets start at just $15 online at retail locations including the Kapalua Golf Shops, the Honolulu Store, select ABC stores on Maui, and select Walmart locations, or by calling 808-665-9160.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And yes, indeed, you heard the Hawaiian Airlines jet takeoff. San Jose, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, just one of the many destinations that jet may be going to. And over the next 4 months, we're going to give away two trips for two on Hawaiian Airlines to the West Coast, four nights in the Palace Hotel San Francisco, a luxury collection hotel. All you got to be is the ninth caller to qualify, and we're taking those calls right now. Jim McLean, top U.S. golf instructor, author, he has written so many books, ranked number 3 by Golf Digest, America's 50 best teachers. I think it's 50 top teachers in the world, actually, but Jim McLean is joining us. Some of Jim McLean's books include The 18 Keys to Success. It's an ebook for teaching and club pros. You need to check it out, jimmclean.com. The Complete Hogan, step-by-step analysis of Ben Hogan's golf swing. Great for every golfer and Ben Hogan fan. And the 8-Step Swing Book. This is the latest version of Jim McLean's famous 8-Step Swing Book. It includes sections for juniors and women. Welcome to the show, Jim McLean.
Hey, Daniel, nice to be with you.
It's excellent having you on the show. I like the 3 Scoring Clubs DVDs that you've got, because out of the 14 clubs in my golf bag, there really are only 3 clubs that I can count on.
Well, there's no question. Those are the 3 most important clubs, and it was fun doing that little DVD series, and I seem to just keep doing more of that kind of work. I enjoy it. I enjoy the writing, so it's been fun.
Yeah, the 8-Step Swing 3rd Edition. The 8 steps, if you're not familiar, should we go through those?
Well, it's just a way of analyzing golf swings. It's a way that people can piece their swing together, actually. And
uh-huh.
So the difference in the 8-step swing is it doesn't have exact positions. There's some pretty wide corridors. We call them safety zones. I think when you break a swing down a little bit and you section it off, you have certain areas of your swing you can work. And it seems to get people better a lot faster when they really know what they're trying to do.
It's like the 3 feet, you've got the universal position, the position that you take your stance. But then
right.
the 3 feet off the ball takeaway, the halfway back, 3-quarter golf swing, all the way to the top, halfway down, and all the things that you need to kind of look at to see at those positions. One person who was, talking about it, he said, he agreed that you've got a fabulous, that Jim McLean's method is solid. He said, I used it myself about 5 years ago, started getting serious about my lousy game, he said. And he said, be patient about seeing major improvement. He also said, don't be like me and get too obsessed with the positional aspects, that you need to also keep the feel in there.
Right. I think all methods, I would say, in golf, they have their certain idea of how to swing a club, and they're very tightly construed. So there are very close positions, and then I think people get really tied up that way, trying to be perfect. I'd say that starting position, we call it position 1 or step 1, is one piece, getting things away together. And that is such a critical part of the golf swing from all the great players and teachers that I've worked with. I worked a lot with that with the tour players I worked with, plus the average golfers I work with. I just did a golf school this week, and we spent a lot of time on that first initial move off the ball where a lot of people make mistakes. And really, that throws your swing off right from the beginning if you don't get started right.
I had the most fun going through your website, jimmclean.com. There's so much information. I've entered in the golf school giveaway.
We've been doing this a long time, Daniel.
Yeah. Well, I'm entered in the golf school giveaway contest. Okay.
Okay. I hope you win it.
Yeah, me too. Because my swing. When I send you my video, you'll see I need help. and there's the enter to win your chance for a free 2-day golf school with Jim McLean. And then there's also the 2-day golf school special. That's only until the 16th. It's 8 more days for a limited time. You're offering a $600 deal on that, $600 mm-hmm. off, right?
That's still kind of our shoulder season down here in Miami, and then it really gets busy. They're doing so much work here right now. There's so much going on since Donald Trump bought Doral, and an amazing amount of effort and work going on to the facility, so it's pretty cool to see what's happening.
And Doral is fabulous. I'm so glad he bought that and that he's, you know, injecting the new energy and doing
right.
what needs to be, right, to keep it as beautiful as it can be. And to be able to go there and see that and then get that great deal that you're offering on that 2-day golf school. Back to the 8-step swing, third edition. This is the third mm-hmm. edition. You have 9 new chapters. Can you tell us about the ones that, the junior, the golf for women? I think
I wrote the book a long time ago, and I've used it forever. And the core of the book is the 8 steps and what to look for at each position. So that's the central piece of it. But I really tried to spend a lot of time on people trying to understand what a real fundamental is. What do top players really do? Not an opinion, but what we've done in all our research. What you really have to do. A lot of it's pretty simple. We cover what's a real fundamental, and it also has an area of what's not a fundamental, what people might think is important when it really isn't. What women and teaching a female is for teaching the guys, so that's an important thing to understand, I think, so that there's a section for the ladies, and then there's so much with junior golf. I've had so many players, from Alexis Thompson and Eric Compner on the ladies and men's tour grow up here. Christy Kerr grew up at Doral. It's just part of our junior programs. But we've been doing that for the longest time at the Academy and Tech Golf Academy. It's just unbelievable. We had 8 of our kids got 4 scholarships. I just went to the signing party about 2 weeks ago. So the junior part in the book, I think, is very good on, how much the parents should be involved or not involved and how to teach a junior. So I tried to get a few new things in and update the latest information we have from our biomechanics, a little more, things we do with the TrackMan launch monitors, all the new technology.
And there is so much to...
There sure is. You have to really keep up with what's going on. It's definitely a different game. I'm out there a lot with Keegan Bradley. So the distance you sit in the golf ball, how far the irons are going, how long the courses are being played. You really have to see what a tour player is doing because it's so much different than the average golfer.
But your schools are designed for the 8-step swing, third edition. Isn't necessarily for professional. This is for
beginners and average players. By the time you get to the tour, you're doing most everything very good. There's little things you work on. Yeah, I think trying to understand how to work on your swing is very confusing to a lot of golfers. The people that come to our schools a lot of times are very very confused. They watch the Golf Channel, they watch the internet. There's so much conflicting information that their head's spinning and they're working on tons of things and there's golf swing. And some things that I feel, are not that important and they're killing themselves on it.
working on stuff that's not that important. Because
right.
if they would just let them, sometimes you just got to let your swing come out and use some of the just, like, for instance, your eight-step swing, just use some of those basic movements. And
well, yeah, people are using their muscles, but, you know, their arms to get a lot of power in their swing. That throws the swing plane off every time. So you're trying to get a consistent swing plane, but that if you can do that by that initiation of getting the core, the big muscles of your body to take that golf club away, it'll swing that golf club the same way every time. But once you start doing it with your hands and arms, you get a different arc, a different plane, and then you're using the muscles in your arms, hands to power the golf ball. That's just not going to work. So you're going to be day to day, but you'll be changing your swing from hole to hole and trying to get some kind of compensation to make up for it. So I'm trying to get the players that I work with, the amateurs too, to have just a couple of things to think about, or hardly anything, where they're just swinging the golf club and looking at the target.
We're talking about the eight-step swing, the third edition, with Jim McLean, the author, and of course the number three teacher in the world, as ranked by Golf Digest, America's 50 Best Teachers. Jim McLean, in the book, I'm just going to do a little bit of a synopsis for people. There's specific instruction for women, junior, of course, men, advice on preparation and pre-shot routine, fundamentals, and so much more, including practice tips, mental exercises, and this is all supplemented with beautiful, technically accurate photographs and illustrations to keep you on track. There are strategies and advice for the long game, for the short game, mental game, overall game management to ensure that you boost your performance to the next level, no matter how long you've been playing or haven't been playing. This, what you said a little bit, and let me just real quickly say, you can get the 8-Step Swing 3rd Edition, of course, at jimmclean.com or amazon.com, any one of your favorite places to go to get books. And this is a great, great Christmas gift. This is a really, really good Christmas gift. You can't go wrong with this. And you can't go wrong visiting jimmclean.com. I found, and we're going to get to this one tip that I had never thought about this, Mr. McLean. Choosing a side could be key to success on the green. You talk about choosing the left side. This is one of your free swing tips. The left side or the right side? Could you give us a little bit of tease us about this?
Well, are you talking about off the tee?
I'm talking about on the green.
Oh, on the green, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a simple idea that, you know, I've learned from one of the really great putting teachers, from great players, the Hall of Fame guy, Jackie Burke from Houston, Texas, but is a great friend of mine, and played on five Ryder Cup teams and won the Masters and the PGA. Great player. A lot of people may not know him. He's older now, but worked with Jack Nicklaus and Ben Crenshaw and Mickelson on their putting. But one of the things he tried to do was decide which way definitely isn't the ball going to break. So it's either not going to break left or it's not going to break right. So that leaves just two things. It is going to break right to left or go straight. So you only have two options. So you throw out one. And that's kind of Texas common sense. So the idea here is to choose left or right. Is it going to break right to left or left to right? And the other possibility would be go straight. So you instead of standing over and putt and saying, God, is it going to go left to right or right to left, at least you've got one of those things eliminated. Very simple logic. It's a Texas logic. But it really helps a lot of people to decide it's one way or the other and get that over with.
Wow. You've got to go to jimmclean.com and check it out. There are so many different places to go, and one of them is the free tips. And, of course, if you are a professional, check out the 18 Keys to Success ebook for teaching and club pros. There's something for everybody on your website. As you said, you've been doing this a long time.
We've been doing a long time. I've done a lot of writing. We've worked with so many tour players and had the chance to work with so many great teachers. And then we have so many people that work for us. Just at Doralla, we have 24 teachers and 9 assistants this winter. We have meetings every week. The assistants go twice a week. We study. We have obviously a top tour event, top 50 players in the world every year. Doralla's one of the oldest tour events. So we film the players every year. Also from my other golf schools, and everybody does a study on some aspect of the swing. Let's say head movement, how many players move their head away from the ball, stay steady, or move out toward the ball, away from the ball. Your head can move 6 ways in the swing. How many guys go down on the backswing? How many go up? After you do that for a lot of years, you kind of lock in on what you really need to be doing. So somebody is trying to keep their head still, they're actually working on something that no tour player does. That's a little scary. Now, that doesn't mean if you're moving your head too much, you should not think of keeping your head quiet or still. That can be good, but when you try to freeze your head, for example, and have no movement, that causes tension. And your head sits on top of your spine, and your spine is rotating and moving in a golf swing. So obviously your head is going to move throughout the golf swing a little bit. I'm not talking about a lot, but by trying to keep your head in one spot, you will achieve something that no tour player is doing.
And I know it's one of the things that a lot of people get stuck on, because someplace and somebody said, don't move your head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Probably the most common piece of advice.
Yeah. Which is, you never listen to somebody who's playing with you. Listen to your professional.
Well, yeah, listen to the pro. That would be very helpful. And I'm not saying that I don't teach people to keep their head quiet or sometimes even still for people moving all over the place. But it's all relative. Teaching is what that person is in front of you is doing, right now, and how you work with them. So I want to make clear that I'm not saying that that's not good advice for some people. It's just that the head is going to have some movement in all the swings that I've ever looked at on the PGA Tour, 100%.
But it's incorporating it. Some people, if you tell, for instance, an exaggerated move. If you exaggerate
right.
your posture, right? If some people, so you need to take the person and what they're doing right now and give them a step-by-step mm-hmm. to get to the right place they need
right.
to be. But not
the other place that becomes really important is the change of direction from how you start your downswing. And so many people start down, they can make a nice backswing possibly, but they start down by bringing their weight from their arms and their lower body, everything together. The lower body doesn't get the lead. They don't get a good transition. They don't get a good move to their front post. And when that happens, that's going to throw your swing plan off. It's going to be different. It's a compensating move and not an athletic move. So the change of direction is a critical time to look at a golf swing. I think, for me, that's a big thing that I watch and work on with Keegan Bradley, and he's got one of the great change directions in golf, and that's one of the reasons he's so consistent. He hits the ball so long and straight, and that would be true of any really top ball striker. They're going to have a great move because everybody has a different position at the top of the swing. You can't find two players that have the same backswing on any tour, the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour, the European Tour, the Australian Tour, anywhere, the Japanese Tour, everybody's different, but you've got to make a good move coming down. You've got to get the club swing on a great swing path, what we call a neutral path, and then being able to hit something the size of a dime every time, or come very close to that to hit a good shot. So hitting the center of the club face is fundamental number one for us in the golf swing. Center contact is crucial and something I work on with everybody.
Jim McLean. We could speak for hours, and I hope I have time in the future. I know how busy you are, and your time means a whole lot to me. I really appreciate you being on the show.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. This is the 8-Step Swing, 3rd edition. And I think what You know, when he talks about all this, think about Jim McLean breaking down the swing action into 8 key checkpoint positions to build a grooved, repeatable, mechanically sound swing. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Danielle, thank you so much. I had a great invitation to come to Hawaii this for this Christmas time. I couldn't do it, but I am going to get out there. And I love Hawaii. It's been a while since I've been back. You live in a beautiful place, and I'm jealous, but I'll do it. I'll get there sometime. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely, and we'll come to Doral. Come to your school. And we've got to enter.
I hope so.
Yeah, we've got to enter to win, too. You know, enter, go to jimmclean.com.
Yeah.
You could be the winner.
thank you very much. Okay, thank you.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Magnificent by nature, Princeville's Prince Course on Kauai's spectacular North Shore. Renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, and more. They're now offering Kama'aina the chance for unlimited play for only $99 for the entire weekend. Golfers, is there a better way to spend Saturday and Sunday? Unlimited play on Kauai's Prince Course with your local ID. It's Kama'aina weekends. That's right. Play 18, 36, or more both Saturday and Sunday for only $99. Call 826-5001 for tee times. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Aloha, this is Bubba Watson, and there's no better place to kick off the season than Kapalua at the PGA Tour's Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
You're invited to golf's opening drive, January 3rd to 7th, where 2012 winners tee it up like Bubba, Keegan, Ricky, Dustin, and Steve Stricker. Tickets start at just $15 online at retail locations including the Kapalua Golf Shops, the Honolulu Store, select ABC stores on Maui, and select Walmart locations, or by calling 808-665-9160.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Jerry King, PGA Aimpoint Certified Instructor, Swing Coach, TaylorMade Rep. He's a 5-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Aloha Section PGA President's Plaque Recipient 2010, and it is TaylorMade Demo Day. Welcome to the show, Jerry King.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. You've got a big day today. You know what? These rocket blades, these irons are making quite an impact.
They are, and no pun intended, right?
No. No, you know, I saw this one review, and the guy goes in. I went in with very low expectations, came out in love with this iron. He said, being a higher single-digit handicap, a low single at one time, I've always thought I was above a GI iron. That's a game improvement. I would say it was 50% ego, but the other 50% was looks. These irons have changed my mind. I think given more time with this set, I could get back to a lower single-digit handicap. Wow.
I love it. That guy's right on. And, you know, and that's the beauty of these new irons is that it's been years and years and years since the technology has been introduced on the iron front that is game changing. And, you know, we've done it with the fairway metals, with the driver and the fairway wood, you know, with the rocket balls last year, getting that trampoline effect, putting that speed pocket in the fairway woods and being able to get 17 extra yards. Well, now, you know, we're doing it with the iron. And I think one of the main things, and that guy said it with, you know, the ego or saying game improvement iron. Well, this is a blend between the performance and the game improvement. So this should transform. And this is our plan, too, especially with the first response we have from our PGA Tour players of their perception of irons. And, you know, we foresee having over 30 PGA Tour players, well over 30, playing this iron within the first quarter of the PGA Tour in 2013. So. I mean, it's amazing what this iron has done.
He said, who would I recommend this to? I would recommend it to a wide range of golfers, anyone who doesn't flush the ball the majority of the time. Hey, that's like a whole bunch of us.
That's a lot of players right there. I love it. And the coach in me, you know, because being the instructor, being the coach, and living vicariously through all my players, wanting them to play better golf. It's great when you get a tool, you get an iron in your hand, it's like, wow, I hit it a little low on the face, I'm going to hit it higher and farther. I hit it right in the sweet spot, it's going to go farther every time. You know, it's just, you know, I love that for my players, just to be able to put something that makes it easier for you. You go out there and have more fun.
Yeah, the total score you got on this is 91 out of 100. I was really impressed because he was so anti-TaylorMade. Now he's so pro. It was amazing. He said, have these irons changed your impression of TaylorMade? And he says, yes, they have. I have always thought the brand as being all about money. With this set, I believe they've actually addressed the needs of most amateur golfers. They're long, they're forgiving, and they look great. Congratulations, TaylorMade.
That's fun. Well, we've got a beautiful day. I'm already out here to Coahuila. I mean, it is sunny. There's no wind. Greg Nichols and his staff are getting all fired up for the great demo event today, and they always put on a good show, and we're looking for a lot of fun and should have a lot of people come out today.
There are fitting appointments every half hour. Are you completely full?
I've got enough guys out here. I'm bringing an extra demo tech today, so that way we'll be able to, you know, because it's kind of filled up. I'll think sort of, kind of, but not really.
Okay.
And so we do have some spots because I'm bringing an extra guy, so that opens up a whole nother, you know, to get all the overflow. So and plus, you know, being able to have that extra guy and have the Coahuila staff that's certified in the fitting. So yeah. All those guys are going to be out there. We've got a couple great TaylorMade staff members that are here on staff. Alex Cromer, Kevin Shimomura, they're going to be out there helping out. So we've got plenty of talent out here to help fit people with the new iron.
Okay, so this is fitting appointments every half hour. And if you're one of the first 20 people to get there, you get a free TaylorMade golf towel. And if you'd like to make, like, your very own appointment, the number is 676-5300 to schedule that fitting appointment today. It's between 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's right at the Coahuila Golf Club driving range. Really beautiful location. You're lucky guy, you're going to be out there all day.
That's fun.
Yeah, it is. So the number is 676-5300. Go check out the brand new Rocket Blades irons. These are hot. Thank you so much, Jerry.
Thank you, Danielle.
Okay, and we'll be back right after this. Adam Shupak, he went to Israel with Hunter Mahan and a couple of other very important people like Amy Alcott, Hall of Fame winner, and very interesting impressions. There's Israeli golfers who are looking forward to being on the Olympic team. I'm really excited about talking with him about his experiences there. Again, Jerry King, PGA, Aimpoint certified instructor, swing coach, TaylorMade rep. Hey, Jerry? Jerry's gone already. Five-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year. You should get in touch with him. Go see him. You know, we were talking about having a pro evaluate your swing. Jerry King is a pro who can help you with your swing. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Waialae for the Sony Open, January 7th through 13th. Come kick off the 2013 Tour with Zach Johnson, Webb Simpson, Bubba Watson, Jim Furyk, and Matt Kuchar. Big names, big stakes, big action. Buy tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Free parking at Hanukai and Kahala Community Parks. Visit friendsofhawaii.org. Friendsofhawaii.org.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
You know, over the next 4 months, we're going to give away a trip for two for, we're going to give two trips for two on Hawaiian Airlines to the West Coast. 4 nights in the Palace Hotel San Francisco, a luxury collection hotel. Twice during the show, you hear the sound of the jet taking off. That's a Hawaiian Airlines jet, maybe going to San Diego or San Jose or Seattle. And if you hear that, if you're the ninth caller, then you qualify to be in the drawing. And it's a very small group of people who qualify. And I'm just thrilled to see how many women are qualifying. Leilani of Eva Beach is our most recent qualifier. Congratulations. And we're going to do it one more time this morning. Continue getting our qualifiers, and then we will have our drawing. Okay, this is exciting. It's sundown. It's the beginning of Hanukkah today. And Adam Shupak just got back from Israel. Adam Shupak is senior writer, Golf Week. You've met him, author of Dean Beeman, Golf Driving Force, Golf's Driving Force. Excellent book. Adam is a graduate of Columbia University, Graduate School of Journalism. Back from this trip to Israel. They only have one course in Israel, by the way. It's the Caesarea, and we featured the course on the Golf Club. I think it was back in 2007. Michael Patrick Shields was there on location with Pete Dye during the renovation. It was the opening hoopla. Well, Shupak, Adam, went with Hall of Famer Amy Alcott, PGA Tour's Hunter Mahan, and Michael Thompson, and instructor Sean Foley to Israel to grow the game. Let's talk with Adam Shupak, senior writer, Golf Week. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's not exactly a haven of golf over there, but they do love the sport.
They do. I mean, I'm surprised. I never think of Israel and golf lovers. I'm reading your articles and I'm finding things out, like there is an Israeli golfer here in the States, and there's a Israeli golfer, a woman. Tell us a little bit. They're Olympic hopefuls?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are rooting for Letitia Beck, who's probably Israel's most promising young golfer. She grew up about very close to the sixth hole of a golf course there, and she's playing at Duke University now, and went to school here in the States and worked with David Ledbetter. So a lot of hopes that she will, you know, her dream is to play in the Olympics and represent her country. And, you know, I think she thinks that, you know, the country is really behind her. She's their one real hope there. Oren Gary is another golfer who's been playing over here in the U.S. And his name may sound familiar to those who watch The Big Break. He was a popular figure on that show, one of the seasons, and he too has dreams of getting maybe a chance to play and represent his country in the Olympics when golf returns in 2016.
Yeah, that made me feel good. You know, so many people say, "Oh, well," I think Tom Watson was the most recent to say that he didn't think golf belonged in the Olympics. You know, I can understand what he's saying if you just look at track and field, you know, as being the core of the Olympic Summer Games. But if you add other sports, golf is definitely, it has a place.
Yeah, I think it has a place. I just hope they maybe come up with a more interesting format than the current one of just, you know, your typical 72-hole event.
Me too. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just couldn't agree with you more.
What I found so refreshing and kind of reassuring was, you know, no matter where you go in the world, you will find your group of diehard golfers. And, you know, I got to play with a couple of them. They have their own group, the Blue Birdie Nomad Golf Club, that they've got reserved tee times every morning. And whoever shows up, they throw the balls in the air, and, you know, 8, 10, 12 of them go out and have a match. And when it gets hot and humid in the summertime, they go on vacations, and they were, you know, playing in Italy and Bulgaria. And I was kind of jealous. I mean, it sounded like I wanted to be an honorary member.
Yeah, I'm jealous, because when you're in that part of the world, everything was cold. I was going to hitch a ride down with friends from Switzerland to Israel during a summer. I think it was back in, oh, I don't know. And we were going to live on a kibbutz. You know, it was one of the things you did during summer if you were in school in Europe. Yeah, and it was just, everything is so close. So you have so many different options. There may only be one golf course. And how is it correctly pronounced? I always think of Caesar when I say it.
Yeah, you know, I'm not even sure that I got the correct pronunciation. I've been saying Caesarea, but it may be Caesarea. That one's still up in the air for me. I never kind of got a definitive answer on that.
Okay.
But it was built in 1961. Sam Snead was there playing in an exhibition for the grand opening. Wow. And as you mentioned, Pete Dye came in 2007 and really totally revamped it. And it's almost a whole new different golf course.
You got to tell us, this is an interesting group of people who went with you. What brought about Hall of Famer Amy Alcott and PGA Tour Hunter Mahan, Michael Thompson, and Sean Foley going to Israel with you on this journey?
I think the connection really was Arne Tellem, the agent, better known probably in the basketball world, but also, you know, one of the heads of Wasserman Media Group, and these are clients of the agency. And, you know, this was something that he had been arranging. They actually were supposed to go last year, but because of the NBA lockout at the time, he had to cancel. He couldn't really be away at that period of time. So I happened to be at the Disney tournament last year and making some small talk with Sean Foley, asked him if he was going to be out at Tiger's event, which was coming up at the time. He said, no, I'm going on this goodwill mission to Israel. We're going to help spread the game and grow the game over there. And I said, wow, you know, this sounds amazing. I'd love to be able to be part of it. And happened to see a couple of those agents at the Masters this year and said, you know, are you going to do it this year? And they said, we're thinking about it. We'll keep in touch. And it was one of these things where I didn't think it was going to happen. And then in October, they got in touch and said, we'd love to have you. So, it was a great experience for me to be able to spend some time with players like that. You know, I think that's kind of how Dan Jenkins and the guys used to do it back in the day, traveling around with the players and having meals with them. And we don't get to do that quite the same way. It was just a throwback in a way to be able to sit and have, you know, stay in the same hotel and have meals with them at lunchtime, drive on a bus to all these different sites. And, you know, Jerusalem is a special place, you know, holy city to three religions. So we're all kind of have varying personal beliefs, but we all got to experience, what Amy Alcott said, you know, is it's a whole, you know, we think of the old course as old, but, you know, this was 5,000 years of history that we got to experience.
Yes. And Sean Foley studied theology?
Yeah. And he, you know, He knew everything. He could have been our tour guide, but there is that difference between, you know, reading it and then seeing it, and you know, for him to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, you know, it was pretty special.
Yeah, it's one city that I need to go to because they managed to all live together and share it quite peacefully. It's really quite wonderful, but there was some not so peaceful moments for you. You experienced the terror. Was it scary for you and not so much for the people who experience it all the time when the fighting, the incoming rockets came in?
Yeah, we were there during when the conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians escalated a bit, and so it ended up shortening the trip a bit. We just thought it to be on the safe side. Hunter and Michael Thompson both left early, a couple of the basketball players too. Sean Foley and I, you know, stuck it out a little longer, and it was quite the experience. I mean, I probably would have felt better having left just to be on the safe side, but it's incredible. The people there, they're just conditioned to this. This is a way of life for them. And so when the rockets were being fired into Israel, we were in Tel Aviv for a basketball game, and you know, we happened to be in a kind of VIP area that doubled as a bomb shelter. So, you know, Sean Foley said, "Hey, we're going to be here for a little while. Anyone want another round of drinks?"
Well, but...
and it was, you know, as soon as things were declared safe, within an hour, you know, the basketball game was going on, and the gymnasium and the arena was filled, and they unfurled banners supporting the troops in Gaza, and everybody just kind of carried on. And you know, I can't imagine a similar situation here in America, that's for sure.
No. And it's when you're in a stress like that all the time, you have to adapt, and that's what's amazing. Now, this explains what I liked about reading your in Golf Week. You can find the series that Adam Shupak wrote. He's the senior writer for Golf Week. I wish this could be as a compilation someplace. You know, it's such an interesting set of or series of articles that you wrote with different aspects, including Amy Alcott giving the life-changing experience. You know, she called it a life-changing experience, but she gave the really great advice to a young woman who wants to be an NBA, a WNBA player in Israel. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, you know, these two just started talking. So there was a combination of golf clinics and basketball, and the idea was to get Palestinians and Israelis, you know, use sports as a tool to open dialogue and lead to better understanding. And it just showed the promise for maybe a better future relations between people, because you could see it firsthand how they were getting along, passing the ball, being teammates together. And we also met kids that spent a summer in Maine at a sleepaway camp. And it was really their first experience spending time together. And you could see how their relationships changed. And for Amy Alcott, I think, you know, this was, she told me she's the only Jewish Hall of Famer. It was a trip of a lifetime. She's been to so many places, but this was something she always wanted to do. And she really was touched meeting the 17-year-old girl and giving her some advice on what it was like for her coming up in golf and talking about just how difficult it is, you know, to be a woman anywhere as an athlete. And for her, she said that this was as much about sport as just these people getting to spend time together. And you could see that this really meant a lot to her to get to be involved in something like this. And really, I kind of felt like I had a bit of a moment with each of the athletes in that sense, to see Hunter Mahan go up and ask for an autograph of the Holocaust survivor who told us about, you know, being separated from his family at age 11. And, you know, Mahan said after, "I've got Michael Jordan, I've got Jack Nicklaus, and I've got Tiger Woods' autograph, but this one will always mean more to me because of the story and the history."
You're going to make me cry. Okay. Amy Alcott's advice was very simple, but you could tell that they were words she tries to live by. And I'm quoting from the article written by Adam Shupak: "Trust yourself, be true to yourself, and remember, there are no shortcuts to success." Adam Shupak, very brilliant series. Thank you so much for sharing your trip to Israel with us in words and on the show this morning. It's been great. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Magnificent by nature, Princeville's Prince Course on Kauai's spectacular North Shore. Renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, and more. They're now offering Kama'aina the chance for unlimited play for only $99 for the entire weekend. Golfers, is there a better way to spend Saturday and Sunday? Unlimited play on Kauai's Prince Course with your local ID. It's Kama'aina weekends. That's right. Play 18, 36, or more both Saturday and Sunday for only $99. Call 826-5001 for tee times.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Aloha, this is Zach Johnson. There's no better place to kick off the PGA Tour season than at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
You're invited to golf's opening drive January 3rd to 7th, where 2012 winners tee it up like Zach, Bubba, Ricky, Dustin, and Steve Stricker. Tickets start at just $15 online at retail locations including the Kapalua Golf Shops, the Honolulu Store, select ABC stores on Maui, and select Walmart locations, or by calling 808-665-9160.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KOMI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. And if you'd like to play a round of golf at the Prince Course, where you can play Kama'aina for $99, unlimited numbers of holes today, you can go out at 9:36, 10:30, and 11:48, okay? If you want to go to Poipu on the south side of Kauai, there's a 9:40, 11:30, and a 12:20, and then they're going to close up for the Christmas party, but the Southside Men's Club, they're going to get in around, and may y'all hit the sweet spot every time. I don't know why I do that with the Southern drawl every time. May y'all hit the sweet spot. Just comes out like that. You know what? Next up. Okay, this is interesting. Craig Foster, a 30-year club maker who seems to approach the putting stroke kind of like Michelangelo approached sculpture via the skeleton. You know how Michelangelo, he kind of like, he went into the body, to put it like, without getting too graphic, to find out exactly how the bones worked and how the muscle worked, so he could understand how the skin was placed. And so those sculptures come to life. He went inside the body. Now, Craig Foster, he calls it the stroke of the future. It's used by Steve Elkington, who's celebrating his 50th birthday today, and he'll play on the Champions Tour season opener at Hualalai at the Mitsubishi Electric Championship. Since using what Craig Foster's come up with, Dynaline, and you can find it at dynalinegolf.com, Steve Elkington's 2011 putting stats. Number one, inside 5 feet. 595 attempts, 585 made. Tied for number one, putting inside 3 feet. 474 attempts, 474 putts made. 100%. Welcome to the show, Craig Foster.
Good morning, Danielle. It's great to speak with you.
Absolutely. You know, you were telling me that you are all about, we're talking putting now, yep. Alignment.
Alignment? I'm all about pre-shot alignment. We're trying to get the mechanics of the body into preparation to put the club in motion. And we torque it down a little bit. You know, it's like any machinery that you want to have repetitive motion, accurate motion, any kind of a machine on a production line or something, it has to be torqued down. And so that's what Dynaline does. We go through a pre-shot routine, and it's a little similar to a kata in a martial arts field, because we're going through these motions, and then we get the body, we remove slack, safely remove slack from the joint, from the major joint, and then you can put the club in motion without fear of getting off track. So you're not trying to make a putting stroke and make it the perfect distance and keep the alignment straight at the same time. The alignment is kind of just mechanically support it for you.
So once you have your alignment in place, you don't have to worry about that. You just go with the stroke.
Yes, and one of the important differences that you see between this technique and what you see on the major tours is that mostly people will line up their putter first. They'll meticulously put it down on their line, their chosen line, and then they grip it and then put it in motion. Well, we do it a little differently. We take the golfer and the club, remove the slack from the golfer, and then we align the face on our target line. It's a big difference.
Huh. When you say remove the slack, that when I was reading about DynalineGolf.com, I was there, and I looked at your, you can get this video online. It's a really good video, but I didn't understand the removing the slack part.
Well, it's simply if you hold your hands out in front, you can turn them, your wrist, there's a lot of motion simply in the wrist link itself. You can turn your palms up, down, in and out, up and down, and then you have elbow joints, you have shoulder joints, hip joints, knee joints, ankle joints. And so when you put the club in motion, all of those joints are potentially in play because you're putting a little load on them. And it doesn't take much, as you know and everybody knows, for the putter to become misaligned during the stroke.
Okay, so in other words, in my backstroke with the putter, I'm going back, and somebody will point out to me that I kind of came inside or went outside. It could have been my wrist moving just a little bit. Right.
Yes, exactly. And so when you remove the slack by going through our pre-shot routine, then the club is more or less on a track going back and through. So it's difficult to make it go outside, and it's difficult to make it go inside. There's a slight amount of movement, so if you're a person that likes straight back, straight through, straight back, or inside to down the line, various types of strokes, it will accommodate that, but you really don't have to think about that too much and worry about it.
And there are no training aids.
No training aids. That's the great thing about it. It's kind of like having a training aid when you're on the course because you have all this mechanical repetition going that you get from training. The issue with training aids is that when you use them on the practice green and you're training your stroke to go on an arc or a straight back, whatever it is, as soon as you get on the course and remove the training aid, then all the slack is back in play. So you're trying to... You're actually making things more complicated by doing it that way.
Yeah, because you get really accustomed to having that crutch.
Yeah.
And you take Yes.
And it can't help you when you're playing as much as this can.
Okay. I didn't mean to say that. It's like if you start walking with a cane, you get accustomed to it. You need to use that only until you can start rehabbing and walking correctly. I didn't mean to be negative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Okay, good.
Oh, sure.
All right. Now, the Dynaline pre-shot routine aligns the body into a more stable putting platform, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay. And the club face isn't aimed on a target line?
Not until we remove the slack, because if you put the putter down and aim it on the line, as soon as you grab it and put it in motion, it can go a lot of different ways.
Right, absolutely. It's kind of like don't set up and then look at your target. Look at your target and then get set up. So many people do it the opposite way. Steve Elkington, is he involved in the video completely? Is he involved in that 55-minute video we can get?
Yes, he's in it, and he is. This is essentially me showing him how to do the technique, and he questioning me, cross-examining me, really. He calls himself the extractor. Elk's quite a guy. He's quite a guy. He was the captain of his debate team when he was in high school. He's a closer on the arguments, and he loves to get in there and bring out, ask the essential questions. He could have been good in the courtroom.
That's great.
Yes.
Yes. Well, so we can get this. This will be fun. I could download it, and could I give it to somebody? It's like I want to be able to. I'm looking for gifts for the holidays, you know. So how could I give this to somebody?
You know, it's a download. It's a video download. So I'm not certain the best way to do that other than downloading it from Secret in the Dirt. Okay. That's Elk's website, Secret in the Dirt.
Is that where I go to get this?
You can get it at Secret in the Dirt in the digital store, Secret in the Dirt, or you can get it at DyingLineGolf.com or TheStrokeOfTheFuture.com.
Wow. Okay, so TheStrokeOfTheFuture.com is the easiest one because
yes.
It's TheStrokeOfTheFuture.com.
Correct.
That's really easy for you to remember. If you want to see, you know, if you're feeling adventurous, there's Dyne A Line Golf, and it's D-Y-N, Dyne, A-L-I-G-N, A Line, golf.com. And then you'll see the skeleton.
It's funny you mentioned that, Danielle, because I use skeletal bones when I teach this, and a lot of times people, as soon as I pull out the arm with the radius and the ulna and everything, people will just pull back and they just get shocked. Well, that's what attracted Elk to this, because as soon as he saw that I used skeletal bones, it clicked off in his brain. Wait a minute, there's something to this. So that's what really brought him in.
What he also saw something in this that you mentioned. It has to do with the Ryder Cup?
Well, yes. What we do, we do winding forward. Part of the Dyne-A-Line pre-shot routine is based on winding forward with the arms, and that is traceable back to Abe Mitchell, who is the old Scottish player and who is on the top of the Ryder Cup. He's the little golfer on the top of the Ryder Cup. And Abe Mitchell was the great teacher as well as player. He was one of the longest hitters in those days. He's the person that taught Samuel Ryder how to play golf. And so Samuel Ryder, within a couple of years, became a scratch golfer, really good, because Abe Mitchell was a great teacher, and he used this winding forward. Well, I'd never really heard of Abe Mitchell before, and I was just doing my experimenting and coming up with this technique. The interesting connection, the further connection with this, since Elkington is such a student of the game, he knows the history so well. He knew all about Abe Mitchell and his winding forward with the bones. And it turns out that Abe Mitchell helped Jack Burke Sr. Learn how to play golf, or, you know, improved his game. Jack Burke Sr. obviously taught Jackie Burke Jr. Things about golf, playing golf. And then Jackie Burke Jr. has been Steve Elkington's sort of like a surrogate father for the last 30 years. When he moved from Australia, he moved in Houston and moved next door to Jackie Burke. So this connection, that's one of the reasons why Elk made this connection so quickly.
He understood it. I mean,
he understood it. And where other people, Elk is just a consummate student of golf. He knows it so well, so he really understood. Other people have a hard time. They look at my stuff and they go, well, it seems complicated. I don't know if I want to spend the time with this, but that wasn't a problem with him.
No, but see, what happens is if you understand the mechanism of the body and how it works, then you can understand what you're doing with your hands and your shoulders and your hips and your knees and your ankles and all those things that, you know, and if you can see inside, which you do with your skeleton, everything comes to life. So you can, on your website, if I go to the Stroke of the Future, can I find the Skype lessons that you have too?
That's on Dyne-A-Line Golf.
Okay.
Dyne-A-Line Golf has links to that. And there's a lot of videos. I have demo videos on Dyne-A-Line Golf. You can watch Elkington. He won Peter Jacobson's Umpqua Bank Challenge last year using this. So I've got a highlight video there. And then this year we're putting out highlight video of his
just tremendous putting this year at Peter Jacobson's event. And then there are also a lot of videos on Secret in the Dirt. You know, Elk Site Secret in the Dirt has nearly 1,000 free videos now available. Yeah. These are everything from elk behind the scenes on tour, lessons with Jackie Burke, Mike Maves, Bradley Hughes, there's Martin Ayers, a lot of teachers on there, free.
Yeah, it's great. I was talking with Jim McLean, and he's got some free, I was going through his, and it's amazing. The tips, everybody says it a little bit differently or shows it a little bit differently, and it depends how you think, how you reason things out. Some teacher will click with you, and all of a sudden that tip will go, oh, yeah, okay, an aha moment. Craig Foster, DynalineGolf.com, thanks so much for making your first appearance on the Golf Club Show. I'm looking forward to talking to you again.
Wonderful speaking with you, Danielle. Talk to you soon.
And yes, and happy birthday, Steve Elkington.
Watch out on the Champions Tour.
Here he comes.
Aloha.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical, across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome to the 4 months of fun we're having. We're going to give away two trips for two on Hawaiian Airlines to the West Coast. Four nights in the Palace Hotel San Francisco, a luxury collection hotel. And twice during the show, we take your calls. The ninth caller gets the name in the drawing. Only one qualifier per family, please. And if you've qualified, don't call in anymore. Let somebody else get a chance. So we're going to talk right now with Mike Jones, General Manager, GM, Director of Golf Operations, Kapalua. Kapalua, the home of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions on the Plantation Course at Kapalua. Oh, good morning, Mike Jones.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you today?
Excellent.
Beautiful day here on Maui.
It's excellent. And, you know, as soon as that jet took off, did you hear that jet?
I did not.
Oh, the jet took off in the commercial set. And all of a sudden, the phones are ringing off the hook. These people want to win the trip to San Francisco just as much as Jason Sobel is looking forward to being here at Kapalua. GolfChannel.com, senior writer, talking to him this morning at 7 o'clock. I can't wait to get over there for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Tell us about the field. It's a great field.
It is a great field. You know, starting out, we got our defending champion, Steve Stricker, going to be here. Mark Wilson, who's been here a few times. FedEx Cup champ, Brant Snedeker. You know, Bill Haas, Bubba Watson, Jason Duffner, Ricky Fowler, Zach Johnson, Dustin Johnson, you know.
Yeah.
It goes on and on and on, and it's a great field this year.
Okay, I got to ask, okay, have we heard from Ernie Els?
We have heard from Ernie Els, and unfortunately, he's got a prior commitment. He's not going to be here.
Oh, it's okay. It's, you know, Ernie is a great guy. He's got a lot going on with his foundation, so totally understand. But this is Webb Simpson, Steve Stricker, Dustin Johnson, Bubba Watson, Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler's bringing the entire family, isn't he?
He is. I think his, I heard his 89, maybe she's 89-year-old grandmother is coming, and we're stocking the pro shop with lots of Puma stuff because he's going to be a popular attraction.
Yeah, tell me about it. I mean, I mean, you're going to have Puma kids running all over the place. They dress up just like him.
We have about 40 kids who have volunteered to be standard bearers during the tournament. And 38 of them have requested to go with Ricky.
That is so wonderful. Do you still need volunteers?
We do. We are getting close, but we definitely need more volunteers. If somebody would like to, they can call our administrative assistant, Tiffany DeLeon, at 808-662-7702. And, yes, we are still in need of some volunteers. If they volunteer three or more rounds, they get a free round of golf at Kapalua. And, you know, it supports, you know, local Maui charities here, which over the years we've donated over $4 million to local charities.
It's wonderful. $4 million to charities that all stays right on Maui. And the volunteers working five shifts, you get a tournament cap or visor, two tournament uniform shirts, two weekly passes to the tournament, shift meals, and that complimentary round of golf at the Bay Course, Kapalua, and you play between January 12th and December 19th. It's an awesome thing. So depending on what you know, do you still need marshals and ShotLink laser operators and walking scorers and people do transportation and all that?
All of the above. You know, the marshal field is the one we probably need the most of, so they would, you know, be out on a hole and monitoring the crowd and the guests and stuff, and, you know, it's a fun way to be able to see the tournament and get up close to the players, and you know, it's we sure could use the help.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people think, well, the on-course marshal, that position is probably filled already, but no. So if you're like, if you're on the Big Island doing the Hawaii State Open, then you could come over to Maui a couple weeks later and be at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. You will have done some marshalling at the Hawaii State Open, and you'll be ready for it. And you'll be right there with the greatest players on earth. It's a really opportunity. Now, if you're not that, you know, good, or if you're afraid of shot link laser operating things and you're not technically, you know, savvy, you can always man a booth, an info booth, or pass out spectator guides. It's not all high-tech and all rules, right?
That's correct, yeah. And, you know, we would provide a little training for anything that needs to be, but most of the positions are, you know, just manning a spot and helping us out so that we can keep crowds under control, pass out information, like you said. And, you know, it's for the avid golfer who loves to see it, and it's not rocket science, but it's a fun day to spend the day on the golf course.
Exactly. Pro-Am. Pro-Ams. When's the Pro-Am?
Well, we have a Monday finish again this year, so we will go from January 4th through the 7th for the tournament, so the Pro-Am will be on January 3rd, which is a Thursday.
Okay. Are there any openings?
There's a few spots left open. I think we're down to, you know, almost completely full, just the last foursome or so available.
Okay, so if you want to be play that Pro-Am Thursday, January 3rd, you definitely need to get in touch right away, and probably not with a volunteer. The volunteer number is 808-662-7702, 662-7702. Great number, by the way. if you want to be in the Pro-Am with just those limited openings, is there a party that goes on with the Pro-Am?
Oh, definitely. There's a draw party on Thursday night, you know, access to skyboxes, obviously playing with one of the tour pros. You know, it's a great event, and nice to get up close and personal with them. Nancy Cross is who you'd have to contact to get a hold of that, and it would be ncross@gmail.com.
Easy, ncross@gmail.com. Going to ask you a real inside question. Is there going to be a band performing?
On the Hyundai party, there probably is. The Pro-Am draw party, there'd be a nice dinner and everything. I will mention a couple of things, if you don't mind. We have an Aloha kickoff on Friday, which is going to be a lot of fun. Clifford Naoli from the Ritz-Carlton Kapalua, the cultural advisor, will be there. Grammy Award winner George Kahumaku is going to play. Amy Gilliam is going to play in the kickoff. So if you're around on Friday, you know, we'd love to see you up around the first tee about 10 o'clock in the morning for the Aloha kickoff to the golf season.
Excellent. This is a kickoff for the whole season. And it's really the last time we can actually say that, isn't it? That we're kicking off the season, the PGA Tour season, since next time it'll be the 2013-2014 season. It's kind of going to swing right on through. And we'll be a part of it, of course, but it won't be the start of the season. So you really want to be there. And the date again?
That would be Friday, January 4th.
Friday the 4th. Okay. Yep. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun. That's the first day of competition. It goes through Monday, January 7th. So you want to go and book your hotel, get your flight, get your car. Do it now. What do the pros want to do when they come over besides, of course, compete? They've got the whole family. What's the most requested thing that they ask for?
Oh, I think they're you know, like to get down to the beach like everybody else and, you know, maybe go out on a whale watch and, you know, just get away from it. It's a nice time of the year. Usually their kids are out of school, so they bring the family, and it's a chance to kick back and, you know, start the season off in a good way with the family with them and have a little vacation while they're doing it.
Absolutely. What do you suggest the most?
Well, I would normally suggest zip lining, but yes. When you're about ready to start a new tournament season, I don't know if that's the best thing.
Yes,
so.
We have to make sure nobody's toes get stubbed on the coral this year, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we like, you know, the whale watching tours because they don't get to see that in the mainland a lot, so they like to get out on the boats and go whale watching.
Excellent. Mike Jones, GM, Director of Golf Operations, Kapalua, home of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions on the Plantation Course at Kapalua. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Have a great day.
You too. Aloha. So if you would like to volunteer, the number again is 808-662-7702. And if you'd like to be in the Pro-Am, and there are only a couple of slots available, ncross, C-R-O-S-S, at gmail.com. Do we have time to play that little segment that, oh, it was just great, Brant Snedeker and Dave Vasilev? Let's put that up there. They're talking about playing in the Shark Shootout. Go ahead.
This is exciting. You know, first time being here. I'm honored to be here, obviously, with Greg's name on this. It's pretty special, and be playing with this guy next to me is pretty unbelievable. You know, he came to me earlier this year and talked about it a little bit, and I said I would love to know what it's like to play from Dave Vasilev's drives for a week. So I'd love to do it, and we're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a great pairing. I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully we can get a W. You know, that's what we came down here for.
He wants to play for my drives, and I want him to putt for me, so it works out well. But now, yeah, I've watched Brant play a lot of golf over the last 4 or 5 years, and obviously I got the hottest player on tour as a partner, so that's pretty good. I've won this tournament with Tom Kite, and I've been pretty good at picking partners, so just continue that tradition. So I'm excited, and ready to go. I got Brant this week and got my son next week. You can't do much better than that. So.
That's right. It's a father-son next week. And now they, you know, it's the father-daughter, too. They added girls. I always got upset about that years ago. It's like, what, dads don't love their daughters as much as their sons? Well, they do, because they let them in now. And thank you for making the golf club possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create that stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. Unique and unforgettable experience. It's Poipu Bay Golf Course. Alakai Mechanical, number one for your air conditioning and plumbing needs. Princeville's Prince Course, magnificent. Completely renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, the Prince Course, $99 unlimited play for Kama'aina. Only $99, guys. The number is 826-5001, Princeville's Prince Course. Star protection for property threat and risk assessment. Get the star team on your property. And of course, you got to make plans for the 2013 season opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Great time to visit Maui. Watch the top golfers in the world compete at Kapalua while the whales are breaching offshore. And the Sony Open in Hawaii on Oahu at Wailea, first full field event, PGA Tour. Get your tickets, First Hawaiian Bank. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2012.
Hawaii's Christian Talk. It's the new KGU FM 99.5.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
I believe if we revise the